On the show, we have Finder's very own Anna Serio talking about some new year money moves, actually some money tips for coming into the new year. And boy, do we need them more than ever. So enjoy this conversation. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and it's that time of the year when all the prediction stories come out and the helpful tips and things like that for the upcoming year. And to stick with that theme, we have in our midst Anna Serio from Finder. Anna, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Like I said, I always enjoy doing these stories, the predictions and the tips and things like that. Cause I mean, it's kind of a cool way to like kind of end the year and begin a new one. So with that, we're talking about kind of new year money moves that you have written at Finder. But before we get into that, could you give us a quick, can you tell us why, I mean, setting these financial goals for the new year is so important to start the year off right? I mean, I think we've learned a lot of lessons based on what's happened in 2020 for sure. So what's your take on that? Why should we do something like this?
Yeah, so 2020 was very unexpected for everybody. but I do want to say that you should set financial goals anytime you think they're necessary. You don't need to have the new year to start you off. But I think because New Year's resolutions are so common, some Finder found that 75% of Americans have one this year. It's a good time to buddy up with somebody who also has similar financial goals.
Ah, and good idea.
Can keep each other accountable.
Indeed. Accountable is a huge one for sure. Yeah. So I always think it's important as well, just to kind of get your mind right, you know, kind of set the mindset for the year and have some goals and things like that. All right. I want to jump to the tips. Let's cut to the chase here. The first one that you talked about was build your emergency fund. So boy, did we learn a huge lesson in 2020 about having emergency funds for sure. So can you expand on this one a little bit?
Oh yeah. So having an emergency fund usually is a savings account that has between 3 and 6 months of personal expenses, such as mortgage payments or rent, food, other necessities, mm-hmm. just all tucked away in there in case something like the coronavirus happens and we're stuck at home for months. A lot of experts recommend saving about 20% of your income with every paycheck, but it really depends on how much you can actually afford to save.
Right. Anything helps, I would think, you know, little bit, it all adds up. Yeah.
As long as you actually set aside money each month. I like this tip because if you have direct deposit, you can set up a portion of your paycheck to go directly into a savings account. Mm-hmm. So you can set it and forget it, and you don't have to worry about forgetting it in February when everyone tends to.
Yeah. I like that stuff too.
Yeah,
definitely. Hey, let's get to number two here. Really important one as well. Pay off high interest debts first. Yeah, get rid of that high interest stuff. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so paying off debt is a popular resolution, I think, especially for people who have student loans. Mm-hmm. But doing it strategically can help you get out of debt faster and at a lower cost. So one of the most popular ways to do this is the avalanche method, which has you pay off all of your regular recurring bills as you normally would. But then if you have extra funds, putting that towards the debt that has a higher interest rate. Yep. That's because high interest rates accrue more quickly. So the longer you wait to pay off those debts, the more you'll pay overall.
Yeah, it adds up fast for sure. Yeah. And I actually heard a stat this year. I mean, there's a million stats going around this year, but a lot of people did actually pay down their credit card debt just with, you know, the saving, because savings went up as well, as we were talking about earlier. So, and a lot of people paid off their credit card debt as well. So that was not, so there's some tiny silver linings that occurred over this year as well. So let's get to the third one here. Consider refinancing student loans. This is a huge one in our country. So what's, can you give us the backstory on this one?
Right. So this is actually a resolution for later in the year. This is not something you would necessarily want to do right now, but it's something to think about. So interest rates are at a historic low right now, which means that if you have a private student loan and you trade it in for a new loan, chances are you're going to get a lower rate than you're already paying. Right. For federal loans, you definitely want to hold off because Loans are currently in deferment. It's been extended to the end of January, I believe. And there's talk about forgiveness happening. It's not guaranteed, but it's a possibility. It would be worth waiting to see what happens in the next few months, especially with the new administration.
Yeah, you're right. So what do you think, like springtime, something like that, early summer, something like that, hold off until then or something? Or
yeah, I think once the economy starts to recover a little bit, more people are vaccinated, things are returning to normal, you might want to consider refinancing. Another thing that you need to consider when taking out a new loan, which essentially refinancing involves, is whether or not you're going to be able to make the repayments. So if you're in an industry that maybe is a little volatile right now, you probably wouldn't be able to qualify for refinancing, that's even true, if you're personally doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're working for Amazon or somebody like that. So,
yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. So what did we learn from 2020 in managing our finances? I mean, my thought was always have a plan B, or like we mentioned earlier, have a healthy savings account, have something, have a cushion or something like that. So what lessons did we learn from your, I want to get your take on this as well. So what did we learn here?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think savings were a huge lesson for everyone, including myself. I have definitely contributed more to savings than I have in my entire life. But I think looking beyond just the emergency fund starting account, like retirement plans, college savings funds, if you have children, saving up now so that it doesn't have as much of an impact on your day-to-day like spending, can be super helpful. So getting started early, I think we learned, is important, and doing it even during the more prosperous times. Another thing I think we learned, or we will learn, is that getting a longer loan term, if you're buying a car or taking out a personal loan, can have a lot of negative effects that we don't really think about. It's just really hard to predict where your finances are going to look like in 7 years. So if you take on debt, it's better to pay it off within a period of time that you can sort of predict what your financial situation would be like. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people who took out a car loan, you know, 5 years ago probably are thinking, if I'd only paid it off within, you know, 4 years, then, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about it right now. Mm-hmm. And I think also if you do take out a loan, also look for a little bit of flexibility with a lender. A lot have hardship programs, but not all do. So it gives you a little bit more insurance for when something unexpected happens.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's something that people really don't think of. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority here, but it's something that you traditionally don't think about as like a possible hardship coming up and repaying that loan. So that's a really good tip. If you're thinking about doing that in 2021, which I think a lot of people might be. So, yeah, anything else here to wrap up here, Anna? These are really good tips.
Oh, thanks. Well, I think the most important thing to keep in mind is just to do what you can with what you have. So if you don't have the resources to save up, I mean, that's fine. We're in unprecedented circumstances. Mm-hmm. Just focus on covering your bills, staying as financially healthy as you can, and like keeping in contact with anyone that you have accounts with, like credit card companies, if you can't make your monthly payment, or your any kind of lender that you have that you think you might miss repayments on. Just staying in touch and being honest as quickly as you can gives you a lot more flexibility with deferment or other assistance programs. Yeah. Also, I think one thing to keep in mind is to not make any major decisions about your finances in one day, if you can help it. Sometimes you have emergencies, but take the time to really research like what you plan on doing, looking into alternatives, and even like comparing providers if you decide to open a new bank account or go into debt. You'll probably find something with a higher savings rate or a lower interest rate, and it'll help you save in the long run.
Indeed. Yeah. Great tips. All right, Anna, I'm going to let you get back to work. You probably have a lot on your plate and getting geared up for the holidays. So we appreciate your time. And this is fantastic, fantastic stuff. Again, I love doing stories like this because it gives you ideas and it might possibly spark some new ones, you know? So who knows? So always good stuff to provide educational stuff like this. So appreciate it, Anna. Well done.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.